Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, how the hell is everybody on a snowy Tuesday? I feel like every day is snow now. Did you see the forecast?
It will be, yes.
That's like every day you're just going to get a dusting, just enough to anger you.
Well, tonight I guess it's going to be a little bit more, but it is wintertime. It's Michigan. Let's go!
It's winter meetings time. So I think we've been very fair. Some of you may disagree with that. I don't really care, though. But I think we've been incredibly fair to the Tigers. And I have said to you for a while now, anytime you call up, you want to call Chris Illich cheap, what have I said? All right, you can reserve the right to do that based on how the offseason plays out. What does that mean? What it means is, if the offseason featured trading Skubal or not signing him, and they don't go all in when they keep him by making big trades, by signing legitimate bats, you can call up and call Chris Illich and Scott Harris, whatever you like. Because at that point, you're unserious and you're frugal. You're cheap. You're small market, as Jim Costa called them. So why would I open the show with that? Why would Rico and I be sitting here? Because we said to you, the winter meetings, December 7th through the 10th, and that's going to be a big moment because Scott Harris won't be appearing on the Let's Have a Slumber Party Benetti pod, and he's going to go on something like MLB Network, or he's going to talk. And we got some quotes for you, and I've got to tell you, it's worth a watch. I have nothing to gain by telling you to watch MLB Network, but I mean, Harris looks like he is going to sweat through his shirt getting grilled about Skubal. Mm-hmm. And I want to play some quotes to you, because it's delicious irony that as Scott Harris speaks, today, the next day, the Tigers are out here. Hey, here's your ticket plans. Have it your way. And I think you, as a consumer, you have decisions you need to make. I'm not going to tell you what to do. It's not my place. I can tell you what I would do. Mm-hmm. But you want to let's play this audio,
yeah.
And then we're going to have a conversation. Now, if you've already heard the Harris quotes, 248-539-9797. If you haven't, kick back and relax for a second. I want to just set the table. So the first question he was asked was about, and I think it's a fair question, he was asked about maximizing the Tarek Skubal window. Naturally, he responded by saying, well, I don't know what that means, and we made the playoffs, and he even had the audacity to say they had a credible shot to win the World Series. No, you had
the last 2 years.
You had an incredible shot to be Shohei Ohtani's party popper, but fine. And if you don't make the Final Four, you don't have a credible shot to win the World Series. So how about we just stop that? Take a listen to this quote, though. David? Yeah, actually, no, it's not. Scott Harris might be a really smart guy. He's really bad at this.
Yeah.
Like, you're terrible at talking. That's brutal. Okay, so A, you don't know what that means. We made the playoffs the last 2 years. Well, first of all, you sold at the deadline 10 games out of first and had a Pixar movie. You want to peacock that, that's fine. Last year, you blew a 15.5 game lead. Didn't win the division, the worst division in baseball. And you want to trumpet that as some kind of defense that you are maximizing? Let me take you back to that deadline, Rico. Did you maximize your chance to get better?
No.
Okay. So when you're asked about it again, he then, this is the other part. It's like when David, it's like saying, you know, David pulls me aside and goes, look, I don't have any issues with Paul Serra, but, and you're like, whoa, everything about to happen is going to be Paul taking body blows.
Yep.
He goes, this is not a commentary on Tarek Skubal, but cutscene, he's not that important.
Right.
And you said this best before the show.
Yeah.
He has to win every game for you to be an above 500 team. Yeah. Go look at the stats, people.
Skubal has to win every game for you to be that World Series contender. He had to win every game in the playoffs or else you weren't going to advance. It's why everybody got upset when he took himself out in the seventh inning because it's like, no, no, no. We need you out there because we don't have anything else. So he's not like the other 25 players. He is a one of one. He is that guy that's going to carry you as far as you can go.
Now, if you think he's gaslighting Scott Boras, you can have any theories you want. This is a free country, guys. But that clip, that sucks. Then he got pressed on it, which I love because it wouldn't happen when you go on the team play-by-play guys pod.
He gets very uncomfortable.
Oh, dude, he looked like he was going to barf, bleep himself, and sweat through his shirt like, all at the same time.
You guys aren't going to play a kazoo? What are we doing here?
Yeah, hold on. Where's Andy Dirks? There's no kazoos here. So hold on. He gets pressed on this, and basically, the guys at the table are like, dude, you've got a Hall of Famer. What are we talking about here? So then he talks about, this is the funniest part. He somehow ends up in the getting pressed on Skubal to launching into a there are no untouchables on the roster. Okay, so what? Now we're threatening to give Skubal and Boras what they want? All while acting like you're diminishing? But hold on. You said you'd be haunted by trades at the deadline.
Yep, that's his words.
All the credible reporting around this was, oh, no, no, the Tigers are not trading any of their top prospects. Now, cutscene to this. Yeah, I'm going to say this again. Okay, you can live in fantasy world or you can join us in reality. The Tigers, when Skubal starts, are about 20 games over 500 the last 2 years. When he doesn't, you're a 500 team. Mm-hmm. You play in the worst division in baseball. You play in a poverty-stricken collection of unserious organizations. The Cleveland Guardians are pathetic. The Chicago White Sox are in a full teardown, and their roster costs less than a Chicago hot dog with those silly pickles on it. The Kansas City Royals define small market, and the Minnesota Twins payroll has gone down each of the last 3 years. They've been up for sale, not for sale, back up for sale, not for sale. You running around like you won the NL West or the AL East is hilarious. Because here's the reality. Without Tarek Skubal, you're going nowhere. Now, here's the last quote, and then we will welcome the people in. Now, David, do we have audio of this or do I read this? I have to read this? Thank you, buddy. This is the one that gets my dander up, and it's the one that tells me that he's either incapable or unwilling of changing the plan, right? Like, he wants to tout all the success they've had, largely accidental. But the point is, the majority of our growth on offense is going to come from within. We're going to try to find a way to improve without blocking guys. Close quote. We're still doing that trope?
Except for you brought back Gleyber Torres.
Oh, but don't worry. he glazed that donut with about 800 words I could read you. You'd think they signed Manny Ramirez in his prime.
He really did. And to shorten it, he basically said, hey, if you take away the name and I just gave you this person, he was brand new, you'd be excited. But it's not sexy because you already know him because he was already here.
So here are the three questions I'm going to ask you. And you do whatever you want with these. A, does any of this audio, do any of these quotes sound like this team's serious about winning a World Series? That's one. Two, what does this make you feel about this team? The day they send out the season ticket stuff and the have it your way plan and the whole rest, okay? To me, I'll just tell you how I handle it. Like if I'm the average guy, oh, I'm going to follow your lead, Scott Harrison, Chris Illich. I'll spend when you spend. I'll do when you do.
That's fair.
The last part of this is simple. If the offseason is trading and or not signing Skubal, and they don't bring in the heavies. I mean, the Dodgers just went out and signed Edwin Diaz. Okay? As Rico said it to me before the show started, what's better than two World Series? Three. The point I'm making is they're not stopping. The Blue Jays aren't stopping. They just signed Dylan Cease. You're over here farting around trying to convert relievers into starters and trying to find an unopened copy of Lethal Weapon 3 at Walmart. If this offseason doesn't feature major moves that really put you in a position to challenge for a World Series, then guess what? I'm not going to sit here and say a word. You want to call the owner cheap? Call him cheap. You want to say Scott Harris is running this thing like the Cincinnati Reds? Go for it. You get to say whatever you want to say because they continue to do whatever they want to do. I said to you this offseason would be the fork in the road. So here we are.
Yeah, winter meetings.
248-539-9797. What do you make of everything we played? What do you make of the comments about Skubal where he basically says, hey, I'm not trying to diminish him, but cutscene, everything I say is diminishing him. What do you make about the comment about not blocking people? And again, what do you make of his comments where basically he plays dumb? Scott Harris sat there and acted like he didn't understand the Skubal windows better than the non-Skubal window. Come on. I mean, it's just, that's the stuff that kills me. Just answer the question. This isn't, we're not curing cancer.
The fact that he looked like he was surprised, like people were actually going to ask him about Skubal and like, what about everything else that we're doing? Dude, we don't care.
Nobody cares. So let's get into it. I know there's snow on the ground, but this is hot stove time. And your president of baseball operations spoke, and I think he did a pretty terrible job at it. I think he sent some pretty bad messages. If his actions are different than his words, we will salute him.
Right. You put it best. He spent more time glazing over Gleyber Torres than Tarik Skubal.
Oh, he just gives us everything we want. It's like, yeah, no, not for $23 million, he doesn't. Yeah. No thanks. Right. And I thought he didn't want to block people. 248-539-9797. We will go right to the phones, provided you're on the phones. So get dialing and keep two hands on the wheel, please. Use that Bluetooth. David, ticket text on the flip as well, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yikes. So look, you guys tell us where you're at with it. And yes, just let's get this out of the way. We are aware of the report by one singular human being at KTLA, the TV station, that a Skubal deal is done with the Dodgers pending owner approval and a contract extension. I'm not being disrespectful of this gentleman. I don't know who he is, but I'm not running with that.
Yeah, I need to see somebody else, a few other people.
Yeah, again, he might be the lone wolf. Congrats. It's the scoop of the year. You'll never buy a beer in LA ever again. I'm not going to offer that to our audience. There are so many. Look, in the old days, local reporters broke news. Now, 99% of the time, it's the national guys. Why? They're fed the story. They're plugged in with the agents. They're plugged in with the team. The local guy, they're busy writing game stories or a bunch of human interest things no one cares about. So the point is, I'm not bleeping all over this person.
No, it could be true because there's been many a big story that started off with somebody small.
If that happens, I want to warn you about something. There won't be baseball in 2027. If the Dodgers' two moves to start the offseason are signing Edwin Diaz to the biggest closer deal in history and then trading and signing Tarek Skubal to $400 million+, you won't have baseball in 27. It will corrupt the sport, which is, I'm just telling, and again, we don't have to care, but I'm offering that. 248-539-9797. So what do you make of Evan Petzl's interview with Jim and John? I think he did a great job. Because a beat reporter speaking in those terms, that carries weight to me. Because beat reporters never do that. Ever. The fact is, according to Evan, they're not signing him, they're not trading him, and they're not going all in around him. Then you've arrived at choice D, and it's the worst one.
Which I don't think anybody thought was possible. But here we
go. What it is? Here, I'll just go a step further. Here's what it feels like, seems like, sounds like. It feels like a grift. If you keep him and you don't add anything around him to go and really chase it, it just feels like a cheap ploy to sell tickets. Yes. That's all that feels like.
You may be onto something because here's the thing. You have made the playoffs the last 2 years. You haven't made any monumental moves. And you're hoping because you play in a bad division, you'll make the playoffs again.
The worst division.
And fans will be happy, and they'll flood down there, and they'll hang out.
Because ultimately, winning the World Series is not the ultimate goal. That just doesn't feel like it's a part of what's going on here. Can they? Sure. Baseball's a weird sport. I will always refer back to this. It's not a cop-out. It's an actual way of looking at things. You either feel that your team is giving themselves, and thereby you, the best chance at a World Series, or they're not. I don't know a human being currently alive who would say the Tigers are giving themselves the best chance to win it all. And none of that features a $200 million payroll. None of that features burning the farm system down to the sticks. None of it. So don't bring straw man arguments to this deal. Don't do that. There are tactical ways they could have gone about it. But think about this. Man, we've really got to upgrade the bullpen. They bring back Brandon Finnegan. Really? We need a number two starter. Some guy who hasn't pitched in baseball since 2021, and he's been in the KBO for $7. All of this, this is you want to call it smartest guy in the room? You can. But it's never the guy. Even Ha-Seong Kim, who has won a gold glove, he's not, to me, a difference maker in that he does not have 20 home run power. I don't think he'll ever duplicate what he did 3 years ago with a 398 OBP. And ultimately, it's more of this optionality stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, we could play him here one day and put him in left field the next and diddly-do. And it's like, no, how about just get the guy? See, we're not talking about Bo Bichette. No. We're not talking about Alex Bregman. We're not talking about the players that in October you never pinch hit for, that you the other team has to react to.
Exactly. Where the manager holds up four fingers and like, nope, we're not even going to throw him the ball. Just move it along. I'm with you. It just seems like they want their type of guy and
they're
their type of guy.
They're not going to sign him and they're not going to build around him. You're left with one move. You got to trade him. But this is where when Petzold says Scott Harris is afraid of taking a risk, that's the equivalent when I say I don't think this dude's got the spine to trade Scooble. He doesn't want the smoke. He doesn't want to deal with what comes with that.
Because what happens if he goes out and wins a Cy Young with the Dodgers? He goes out and wins a Cy Young with somebody else.
So the safest plan, which to me is the most dishonest to the customer, keep him, sort of. You didn't keep him and add a bunch of good stuff. And you didn't sign him.
No, you kept him and said, well, look how good we were the last 2 years. Expect that again this year.
The problem is the Tigers operate in a vacuum. The AL Central is a poverty-stricken wasteland.
No.
And by the way, as good as you've done, you haven't won this division the last 2 years. Those are facts. I'm sorry if they hurt your feelings. So if you want to pimp the playoff thing, that's fine. But all it's going to take for you to be at home is for one of the other four teams to decide they're tired of sleeping on a urine-stained mattress and act like adults. David, ticket text. We'll get to the callers.
It's crazy when a Detroit Tigers beat writer says that the man in charge of making the decisions is too scared to make a decision. Yikes.
I think that's flying over a lot of people's heads. That's damning commentary because it's not from a radio host. And hell, a lot of radio hosts won't say anything. But that's from a beat writer. You never see that, ever.
This offseason is going to be a huge bust if this is what happens. Trade him, get the best young prospects since that's what they value, and retool for the future.
I've been on the trade him train. I was willing to barter with you guys who said build around him. I was fine with that too. But in the absence of that, you have to trade him. I think it's a complete folly because here's the deal. Scott Harris will box himself in. Any other outcome than the Tigers winning the World Series, or even going to the World Series, okay? Any other outcome. It's Chernobyl. You lost him for nothing. You will lose your third Cy Young winner for essentially nothing. You lost Max for nothing. You lost Verlander for nothing. And you're losing him for nothing. That's unacceptable. So show me how smart you are, funny man.
Right.
Go make the trade and go get a couple of major league ready arms that you like. Hand them to Chris Fetter and we'll keep it moving.
They'll pimp that whoever that pick is. Trust me, he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Right. In 2033.
Yeah.
You see how easy it is to play the game when it's always about win later? Mm-hmm. Don't worry about winning now. We're going to win so much later. David, go ahead.
This organization is a joke. Count me out of caring about this season or any other after or until they decide to put in on their big boy pants. That is Logan in Southfield. If basically nothing happens in this offseason, then fans should not show up to the games. That is Mike in Colorado.
I mean, listen, this is not a serious baseball town. People treat them as a summer activity. You're not going to get that response. if this were happening in a major baseball market, it'd be a whole different conversation. It would be a firestorm. The idea of not paying this guy, this isn't Cincinnati. This isn't Pittsburgh. That's my retort when people say it's not New York or Philly. Mm-hmm. Well, it also isn't Tampa Bay. And while the payroll is getting better and it sits middle of the table, if you're not going to sign the greatest pitcher in the game, which I'm fine with, you have to make a trade and you got to stand on business and you have to take the slings and arrows and you have to have the confidence of your convictions that you're going to get it right. Hey, people right now, would you call up screaming and yelling if they traded Skubal? I don't think so, because you know you can't pay him $400 million. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't. I've been on that train for a couple of years. Yeah. You can't do it. But yeah, keeping him and losing him for a comp pick, that's nothing more than a grift. That's nothing more than a hoodwink you into buying tickets. Because what you did around it, no offense, if I said to you, are you a Ha-Seong Kim, who hasn't signed yet, by the way, are you a Ha-Seong Kim, a Drew Anderson, who, and retaining Finnegan away from winning the World Series? Absolutely not.
No, but I guess maybe you're looking at the bigger picture. If there is a work stoppage and he walks away, and by the time baseball comes back, you could hit the reset button and be like, here's all the guys I've been promising you. They're up now. Let's go.
Win later. Why win now when you can win later? 248-539-9797. Your phone calls are next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the Scoobal front, you sent this report, and I saw this on social media, and I don't think it's credible, but it does get you thinking. So, David Pingelor is a sports anchor in Los Angeles at KTLA, and I did just verify he is on their website. He is actually employed by a TV station in Los Angeles, and he sent out the following tweet 9 hours ago. Tarek Skubal update. I'm hearing the Skubal deal is essentially in place. The pieces are agreed to. The framework is done. What's holding it up is the long-term extension and ownership approval in Detroit. The Tigers won't greenlight it without the owner sign-off, and the Dodgers won't ship out that kind of haul without a long-term commitment. That's the final hurdle, and he tags KTLA and a bunch of hashtags. No one else is confirming this. None of the most respected baseball insiders are giving this any oxygen.
Right.
I'm not calling him a liar. I just don't know how credible it is.
Correct. And because it's out there in the universe, we want to make sure that we talk about everything that's going on out there. It is there. I don't want to say that he's making this up. He may have a source, and how credible is that source?
Is he jumping the gun early? Also possible.
Sure. But it does raise the question. You know, and I think if this happens and they do another contract, whether it's deferred money or it's just more money than anyone else can pay, I think it's just another step in the direction of there's no baseball in 27. That has nothing to do with the contract or with Skubal or anything like that, but it just shows that there is a team out there, and we know that there are a couple of teams that are just able to spend more money than anyone else, and it's going to become almost impossible to compete with those teams.
I don't know how eminent a Skubal trade would be, but I think part of bringing this up is, what would your reaction be? Like, is this what you want to happen? I think that there are three camps for Tarek Skubal. Trade, extend, or you just keep him through the season. Trade, keep, or sign. Those are the three camps for Tarek Skubal. So which camp do you find yourself in as rumors swirl, as the winter meetings take place? John, which camp are you in?
So the initial question was, what would be your reaction if he was traded?
Yes.
And my reaction would be reserved. I wouldn't be surprised. My action would be reserved to evaluate what they got in return. Mm-hmm. And if they were able to get what I would deem, in my own opinion, mm-hmm. enough of a return, and maybe that's, you know, one or two everyday players and two top prospects, then I'd have to look at it and say, I kind of thought that that's what should be done. And so I guess I'm in the trade him camp, because I don't know if he would accept 4 years, $180 million, or 5 years, $250 million.
Oh, no way. Yeah, I don't think so.
And so if that's not the case, I don't want to go any longer than that.
Yeah.
And because of his age, because of his past injuries.
Because of the way he's used.
Well, yeah, and that's it. Like if he could just simply be a victim of the times. And nobody's going to paint Tarek Skubal as a victim, but if he has been trained and he has been programmed that he can only go from 95 to 105 pitches, and 105 pitches would be a max, then I don't know that you're going to get the value. If you pay him, are you actually getting what you're paying for? I don't think you're getting enough.
So I want to answer this understanding that I'm not playing MLB The Show and understanding that this is the situation the Tigers are in. If it was purely up to me, I would pay Tarek Skubal an 8-year deal. I'd look at the Scherzer situation and say, he walked, won a couple Cy Youngs at a World Series. I'm willing to bite the bullet and pay star players. But I don't believe he's signing an extension here. Not now, not in the offseason when everybody else gets to bid on him. I also don't see the Tigers rallying the troops and sinking all their resources to win a World Series this year with him. So I am left with one camp and one camp only. Trade Tarek Skubal. disappointingly, begrudgingly understanding the world we live in, that this isn't in a vacuum. This is the world the Tigers are operating in. It's trade Tarik Skubal. 248-539-9797. Is that the camp that you find yourself in? Trade, keep, sign. 248-539-9797.
And I wouldn't be mad if they signed him. Again, it's not our money. The only time I would get upset is if they do sign him to an 8-year deal, and in 5 years, he's not Tarik Skubal. I mean, he'll be Tarik Skubal, but he's not pitching like the ace is now, and they haven't done anything to add to it.
Right. Yeah, look, anytime you sign a long-term deal, you're probably going to end up biting a bullet on the last few years. That's just how it works. So either you're going to be an organization that tries, aggressively spends, and the cost of running a high payroll baseball team is you may have a couple guys at the end of their career that aren't living up to the contract. The alternative is you get to run it like a small market team.
I would be more accepting of overpaying guys like they did with Miggy. Now, at the end of the contract, it was terrible, but an everyday guy.
Position players, yeah.
And instead of once every 5 days, and you're hoping to get to the seventh inning, but most likely it's going to be the sixth. Like I just don't know that the value is there. And I'd rather bite the bullet on overpaying a guy at the end of his contract if he's an everyday guy in today's day and age.
I just feel like there's really only one way this ends based on the real world and everything we're reading. He's not signing an extension this offseason with the Tigers. The Tigers aren't adding multiple impact players in free agency. They're not going to win the World Series next year, and he would leave for nothing. You trade him and you maximize the haul, and maybe it's the Dodgers, maybe it's the Mets, maybe it's someone who views him as that final piece.
If they keep him, then they have to pivot and get active in free agency.
Yeah.
I'm a little curious if we're in this window right now this week where if the Tigers' plan was to go to the meetings and explore massive offers. And if they got what they liked, they do it. If they don't, then they pivot to keep them and start going after free agents. Like there's no reason to keep him if you're not going to get serious about competing next year.
I think the problem is, and we'll talk more about it coming up next year, I think they may convince themselves, well, we're in the playoffs. We are doing enough to win with them. And we are willing to walk the plank because we are in a bad division and we will be in the playoffs. And
the young guys are going to get better.
Exactly. 97-1. Your response pouring in. We want to hear from you on the phones and on the text. 248-539-9797. Skubal, there's a report out of L.A. that a deal is, what was his word, imminent?
Yes. That was already in place.
A deal is already in place. If you believe this, and no other insider has the scoop, but a deal is in place between the Tigers and the Dodgers to trade Tarik Skubal. Whether it's true or not, it just fires things back up at the winter meetings. Do you want him traded? Do you want to keep him? Do you want to sign him? Those are your three choices. 248-539-9797. Now, this response says, what about the fourth option? Wait until July 31st, see how you're doing, trade him then, from Rob.
Wait till the trade deadline?
I see a lot of issues with that. One issue, he gets hurt. Second issue, he's healthy and you're in it. Well, now you got to keep him. And now we could walk for nothing. And if you didn't bolster your roster, you're headed for the same conclusion as the last 2 years, a playoff berth and then an exit before the ALCS. Right?
Right. And I mean,
so how does that get me any... Like, I'm gonna take that risk.
A pitcher that, you know, and is whether it was a team decision, it's AJ's decision, it was Skubal's, or it was a decision that was predetermined that, hey, until the contract is done, I'm just not going over 95 pitches. Like, I have an issue, and maybe this is, maybe somebody could call me out on it. I know I'm putting this out there where, okay, I know it's not 1984 again where you're going to have Nolan Ryan or Dan Petrie, Jack Morris go in complete games multiple times during the season. I understand that. But as that philosophy shifts, I think you also your business model also has to shift. If you got a guy that's only going to go six innings or seven max, and he's only going to be out there once every 5 days,
yeah.
If I was running a team, I don't think I would pony up, unless I'm the Dodgers and I could throw money at every position as much as I want. That's not going to be a part of my business model.
Good morning, guys. I'm getting tired of the Skubal situation. I believe it's best for both sides to trade him. I'm in the trade camp. If Harris makes the proper moves, they would be stronger than last year, Al and Macomb.
They would be stronger
without Skubal? I think you'd be taking a step back for a year.
I don't necessarily know that you have to take a step back. Well, you don't have that dominant ace.
You know the numbers. When Skubal pitches, they're 21 games over 500 over the last 2 years. When he plays, they're a 500 team. So without him, you're a 500 baseball team.
So does the team with the ace win the World Series every year?
No, but again...
So you can't do it without a Tarek Skubal. I'm using him as the name.
Tigers are going to suddenly build a much better baseball team overnight. Sure, I don't see that. John, here's the stat. 42-20 in Skubal starts the last 2 years. 131 and 131 in non-Skubal starts.
I understand that. And yes, you know, what do you think of the rest of the guys? Obviously, more would be put on Reese Olson. More would be put on everyone. And they would have to go out there and get another starting pitcher. Maybe a couple. They probably do now. Yeah. But it's... And I know you're gonna hate when I say this.
No, say it. Go ahead. Speak your mind.
It's also... Yes, you want to win a World Series right now. I understand that. But are you willing to just put all your eggs in one basket and hope that you're going to run things back with the same bats?
No.
With Skubal? If you pay Skubal, I don't think you're paying anyone else. And well,
if that's the case, you have to trade him.
Right.
All roads lead to you trading him.
Yeah. I believe that's the case.
Whether
because
it's now or in late July, preferably now, but... Nobody likes trading a star. It's just the harsh realities of where the Tigers are, what the Tigers are willing to do, and the road in front of them. All roads lead to trade Tarek Skubal, which is why you're seeing people talk about it at the winter meetings.
The wild card that we have no idea about, and I don't know that the franchises do, I don't know that the union does, is what is the result of a work stoppage in 27? And whether it lasts 2 weeks, maybe it doesn't last at all. Maybe they're able to come to a decision, which I believe is unlikely because what the owners want is some type of cost control. Players don't want that at all. And so is it a 2-week stoppage? Is it a 2-month stoppage? Is there any baseball in 27? What is the thinking? What is ownership going to say, hey, we have to come out of this new CBA? These terms are non-negotiable. We have to have some type of cost control, whether we have baseball or not in 27.
It's how dug in they want to get.
Right.
Yeah.
And so if there is that sentiment amongst owners, then you run it back and say, okay, we think we're going to get this out of the CBA and we can afford him after the new contract is signed and ink is dried.
During a more level playing field.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but even that is a risk because you truly don't know what the result of a labor stoppage would be. Here's some of what Scott Boras had to say at the winter meetings yesterday. Greg, I don't believe this is audio. We have audio of him doing this nursery rhyme deal. This is a new nursery rhyme. We have it? With the Scooby, with the mystery machine and everything? Okay, let's do this.
This guy's such a clown.
What is he doing? Do you think he's clowning the Tigers?
I think he's calling all of Major League Baseball, and the Tigers are at the top of that list. Yes. He's such a clown.
I'd love to know what Scott Harris thinks when he hears that.
What are the instant words that come out of his mouth? Like, I want to know what those words are. We probably can't share them here because they're probably very similar to the same ones that we all use when we hear that.
Probably eye rolls and cringe. And he's got to deal with this guy. He's got to negotiate with this guy.
Tail of the Tiger.
Yeah.
Saber-proof.
Proof.
They're a mystery machine without him.
Yeah. Anyway, Scooby.
This is quite the circus to the point where people are saying, yeah, just be done with this. He says, this is turning into Bregman 2.0, ready to trade him and just be done. You're not going to upgrade the roster and win with him. He's not signing the extension. Trade his ass. Roy in Clarkston. Guys, I'm tired of Mr. Sharman, Scooble, his goofy agent, and Harris. They can all kick rocks with Jesus sandals on. Tired of all of them. James and Redford. You guys got to stop glazing Scooble. He's overrated. Trade him. His numbers are horrible when he doesn't play in the Central. I don't think he's overrated. He's the best pitcher in the American League. Back-to-back Cy Young Awards.
And I don't think we've done any glazing. We've mentioned basically the fact that he is a two-time Cy Young Award winner. Yeah.
Dude was the sole reason we lost our elimination game 2 years in a row. I would send him out of here for a bag of peanuts.
Well, I'm hoping to get more than a bag of peanuts. And you will get more than that. But he's an investment. You've built that investment up. Now it just may be time to cash in on that investment.
What if the Dodgers trade includes one of their 47 ace pitchers?
I mean, trust me, they have major league ready players that they could part with.
Yes.
So I get these hunches once in a while. They're not always right. Mm-hmm. I think something's brewing. Like, I think something might happen today or tomorrow. I think there's too much smoke now. I think there's a little bit of damage done. I think the Scooble camp is aware of how quite a few fans feel in this town in terms of what he did in the last playoff game. I just think, I don't know if there's a point of return. Harris said what he said. He said he's tradable. He said any player's tradable on the team.
Yeah.
Do you kind of agree with that? Like, are we getting to a point of no return?
Yeah, the winds of change. Everything's pointing to a trade. The only thing that I think stops a trade from happening would be if they convince themselves, and I think they'd be wrong, but convince themselves that running it back with Tarik Skubal and taking another crack at the World Series is worth it.
So that deal, if we're taking this guy out in L.A. as he's got something, the deal may be in place. And you said you think maybe today or tomorrow. I actually think this is one, if it's in place, that they announce, I don't know what, Friday at 4:59 and give everybody the weekend to take a look at it. And all the weekend talk shows will have a chance to talk about it, but it won't really get dissected and talked about until Monday morning.
Yeah, that could happen. I mean, look, for the baseball in terms of you want attention for it, you do it before that. You know, you wouldn't do the Friday news dump on one of the most significant trades in baseball in quite a while.
But it may increase that conversation throughout the course of the weekend when no one's going to be talking about it. Because and here's the thing, is today is the last day of the winter meetings, as it shows me online here,
yeah,
December 7th through 10th.
Look, this is where everybody's in one place and all the chatter takes place. Will it lead to a trade for Tarik Skubal today, tomorrow, Friday, next week? I don't know. I just think this is the natural conclusion to this.
Doug Harsh, Gator out today. It is 97-1. Hey, look, obviously football isn't the only thing going on, although a lot of football talk. So college basketball talk today, and we got some Tiger stuff. Over the weekend, there was some reporting. Ken Rosenthal, MLB insider, with a story on The Athletic. A couple things here he wrote about the Scooble situation and the Tiger situation. He wrote, basically, the Tigers, if they keep Scooble, they need to go for it. If they can't trade him at the winter meetings, seeing how rare opportunities are to win a World Series, it's time for Scott Harris to get uncomfortable. I'm going to read some of the highlights out of this story. If Alex Bregman said no once, he'll likely say no again, presuming he had a competitive offer from a preferred destination. Then he writes, for the Tigers, Bo Bichette entering his age 28 season might be a better choice for a Detroit club that expects to continue incorporating young positional talent. Ha-Seong Kim, 30, might be the best fit of all. A number of Tiger prospects are second base, third base types, and Kim is better defensively than Bichette at short, the position the Tigers need to address. At number two starter behind Scooble, they could slot someone who perhaps move into the number one slot after he departs. The addition should be a free agent lefty such as Framber Valdez, who pitched for Tiger manager A.J. Hinch in Houston, or a Ranger Suarez, who's expected to be moderately priced. The bullpen also remains an area of focus. Finnegan, re-sign him in at least one or two more. And he goes on to write, the Tigers' approach resembles that of the Baltimore Orioles entering last season. We'll be better in 26 than in 25 and better in 27 than 26, etc. Except time after time, the game demonstrates that the development of young players isn't always linear. As the Orioles have also discovered, it's better to trade certain prospects before they lose value. If the Tigers want to keep Skubal, bravo. They should not take it lightly, even if they can make a better trade than Milwaukee did for 1 year of right-hander Corbin Burns in 2024. Now, the one caller that chumped the Tigers for not bringing back or re-signing Skubal yet, Ken Rosenthal wrote, and let me see if I can find it. Here it is. Scott Boras is Skubal's agent. An extension is and always has been almost out of the question. So there you go. I mean, when you're a Boras client, you're probably not re-signing. And that, you know, whether or not the Tigers are going to up their ante to try and sign him, we'll see over the course of time. If they really don't get the Godfather offer to trade him, they've got the better part of a year to get him to agree to a contract. And that's where you can give him maybe that one last final last, this time we really mean it, last offer. But then there was this from Buster Olney recently on ESPN's Just Baseball regarding Skubal. Here's what Olney had to say. Well, you also get budgeted money, and I get that you don't get a lot in return for him, but the money that you have earmarked for him, you can go spend on the open market. Look, the two options here are trade him or go big in 2026. The problem is you almost have to get everybody's trade offers, their final offers now, because the Tigers need to know, are we going to try and go big in 2026 and put all our eggs in this basket and try and win the World Series? The one thing that Rosenthal wrote that I completely agree with is that prospects are not them turning into great players is no guarantee, and their progress isn't always linear. You know, we can sit here and we can say, oh, I don't want to give up any of their guys. Here's the trick. Okay. The trick is, you know, your own prospects better than everybody else does. You do. Everybody else can watch them and scout them, but you know them better. They got to figure out which of their young stud players are most vulnerable to one of the landmines that keeps players from being great players, right? Being a baseball prospect, you'll look at top prospects list and they're littered with players who never made it. Because in baseball, when they figure out your weakness, you're done. Can't lay off the changeup, can't hit a curveball. You chase this pitch out of the zone, that pitch out of the zone. You can't field. Like, there's all kinds of them. And it's up to the Tigers to know. They know better than everybody else which one of our top prospects is really got the most obvious to them trap door, the most obvious landmine, and say, yep, we're going to trade Max Clark, or we're going to trade Kevin McGonigal, or we're going to trade Tyron Lorenzo. Because not all these guys are going to make it. McGonigal, Clark, Briseño, Bryce Rainer. They got a lot of guys. Chris Rodriguez is 17 years old, and people say he's untouchable. Is he? He's so far away, the landmines could be multiple with him. Dude, he was playing in a league in the Dominican where it was like the purple team versus the orange team. It was seriously a bunch of, they were wearing, looked like T-shirts in the highlights I saw last year. And people say this guy's untouchable. So I have no problem with them trading away their own prospects to load up to make a run in 2026. Or trading Skubal for more prospects. Because what you end up doing, if you saturate your organization with elite prospects, you basically increase your chance they're going to hit. I also would think that any deal with Skubal now would include a major league ready player that could help them win now. Then you take Skubal budgeted money and you go get a free agent pitcher, top front of the order, front of the rotation pitcher to help you try and at least compete this year and still win the American League Central and give all these young guys an opportunity that when they debut, they're debuting on a team that's ready made to win. though. I mean, but that's basically what Olney and Rosenthal laid out. Olney thinks they're going to make a deal. There's hearing they're going to make a deal. Rosenthal says they should give it gas and go for it in this last year of Scooble. What do you prefer? 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. It's Monday, which means Champ and Chump, who should be singled out for having the best weekend and should be called out for having a weekend that stinks. Will you go to Sammy on a cell? You're on 97.1. Hi, Sammy.
Hey, now, what's going on?
How are we doing?
Doing good. Lots to talk about.
Yes, sir.
So I'll keep it short and sweet. Did you see that John Gruden YouTube video about his philosophy about the best way to handle the college football tournament?
I did not.
It was interesting. He offered like a play-in option where, like, you know, all the teams that don't get the automatic qualifier would play each other. You know, you'd seed them, and then the winner gets in. And I liked it because they have to play the extra game, and it sort of justifies their place in the tournament.
They've okay, hold on, hold on. I'm confused here a little bit. You're talking about the conference champions get automatic spots?
Well, no. The teams that don't make the conference tournament, like the Ole Misses and the Oregons, the Notre Dames, all the teams that are lobbying to get in, they create a play-in game.
How big is that field?
10 teams. So 5 would, if they win, they're in. So, you know, he included both Indiana and Ohio State, irrespective of who won that game. He did have Alabama and Georgia would get in. He didn't want to penalize Georgia for Alabama, you know, to play the extra game.
Okay, hold on. Let me stop, Sammy. I'm really confused. How many teams get in?
Oh, it's still 12.
12 get in. And then those on the outside looking in?
Correct.
And that's a field of 10?
That would be a field of 10.
So now after they play, now you have 17 teams.
Well, no. So he incorporated Tulane and James Madison to be in that 10-team field. So maybe I'm not articulating it perfectly.
Yeah, I'm confused.
I urge you to go find that video. It's, okay. It's interesting in that, you know, these other teams in the conversation have to play an extra game like the teams that made their conference tournament. And I thought that was interesting.
I guess I have to go for clarity. I'm going to have to go watch it because I'm not quite sure what you got going on there, but it sounds like you're just expanding the field. Anyway, maybe somebody else can articulate. I'll try and watch it during the break if I can see the whole thing during a break. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Catch our full conversation with Lions head coach Dan Campbell coming up at 9:35 this morning on what is a gloomy Tuesday. Cold. That's what it is. It's December.
I'm getting some videos of snow. Obviously, we can look out the window.
And see. John,
the further west you go, there's more snow. Lisa just got home, and in Canton and in Ann Arbor, it's coming down pretty good. So be careful on the roads there. Road conditions are changing as we speak.
Get there in one piece, even if it takes a little longer. Mm-hmm. All right, with the winter, we got the winter meetings going on. John, have you paid attention to some of the headlines coming out of winter meetings with the Tigers?
Yeah, and most of what I've been paying attention to has surrounded Tarik Skubal.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some of that audio that we'll share here in a little bit. But you brought some stuff to my attention last night that Scott Harris has talked about.
Yeah, we're doing this again. We're doing the We Can't Block Guys song and dance. And what I don't want to do is yell and scream. I just can't believe this is where we still are. We watched the team go comatose at the plate in back-to-back postseasons. And I'm still getting quotes of We Can't Block Guys. Scott Harris, quote from the winter meetings about external additions. The answer is yes. Can we find those opportunities? I'm not sure. We have a young, deep collection of position players. Go on to say we can't block these guys. We're going to try to find a way to improve without blocking these guys. John, am I missing something? This Tigers team is simply too good and too deep that they can't block anybody. Because that's not what I thought at the end of the season. I wish we could have bottled up the way everybody felt and carry that over to today, because there's no way this is acceptable.
And what we heard from Scott Harris at the end of the year in regards to the offensive production that took an absolute nosedive off a cliff, in essence, following the All-Star break.
It sounds like they thought that was a fluke. That they've got the horses. Maybe a small move here or there, but they've got the goods. Which feels unacceptable.
Well, I mean, okay, so let's talk about some of the three guys that I know he talks about, and that's Riley Green, Spencer Torkelson, and Kerry Carpenter.
Yeah, he said they took a big step forward.
Well, I would say that Spencer Torkelson took a big step forward. Mm-hmm. I think you got pretty much what you thought you were going to get out of Kerry Carpenter, and it's a mixed bag with Riley Green in regards to the power.
All-star, but the strikeouts.
Strikeouts.
Yeah. He then mentioned the next group of guys, Dingler, Parker Meadows, Colt Keith, Wenzel Perez, and he highlighted some of those guys didn't get spring training, so this is some of their justification. And then the next group is the young guys that they don't want to block.
And who are those?
Well, you know who they are. McGonagall's probably the biggest name of that group.
Sure, but he's already, I mean, there's already been reported that they don't anticipate he's going to start the season on the roster.
Right. At some point he'll play, but probably not opening
day. Sure, I think
day.
We all believe that that's the path.
It's just so silly to me that we're still doing this. I know we have some audio where he's asked about the offense, and he cites Gleyber Torres as a...
Well, that's not really an addition.
Right, he was already here. John, none of this is inspiring, and I don't know why I should believe it'll be any different. This is who he's been since he arrived.
Well, and for an organization that believes so much in matchups, and we see AJ, and we kind of love it, right?
Yeah.
The amount of times that he, the moves and the different things that he makes, even in-game, to create matchups to the advantage of the Tigers. Mm-hmm. Well, where do they lack in the best matchups? Is somebody swinging from the right side of the plate.
And someone ideally with plate discipline, contact, but also a pedigree in the postseason. I mean, we're describing Bregman, but it doesn't have to be Bregman. I'm reading quotes that they're lukewarm on Bregman. Well, come on, you were all about this guy a year ago, and now it's not really sure. What's there to not be sure about?
Well, and maybe some of that is posturing.
Maybe. I'm hoping, but John, I think their track record suggests like they are very much about their own guys and doing this through internal development. So what this translates to is we want to run this like a small market organization. And if that's the case, John, if they're not going to have a big impactful offseason to try to chase a championship this year, if it's truly going to be delayed gratification and lean on the young guys and whatever positive regression they're expecting, you trade Tarik Skubal. Right? Is that not the conclusion? You only got 1 year left of team control. You're not gung-ho about chasing a title this season. You're going to do it the long-term plan. Then you trade Tarik Skubal.
It seems to be...
It's cut and dry.
If you're left to connect the dots, which we all are as fans, and we try and connect the dots in everything that we're watching our teams do,
yeah.
That seems to be the next logical dot. It completes the drawing of what you think this team will be next year or moving forward, because you're not going to go through the season. If you're not going to add the bats, if you're just going to run the same crew back, mm-hmm. why would you expect for different results when you already had Tarik Skubal and you haven't been able to get past, you know, a certain level in the playoffs, and you highlighted in your postseason press conference the shortfalls and where things went wrong, yet you're not going to do anything to correct what went wrong last year.
So at the end of the season, he was quoted as saying it's going to keep him up at night, how a top 10 offense turned into a bottom 10 offense at the end of the year. And it sounds like his answer is, our guys just slumped.
And some of that may be true.
Right, but why would you not support, bolster, and add to the group so that if your players do go cold, as they have in back-to-back postseasons, they're young, unproven players, a lot of these guys,
yeah,
that you would be better positioned to win a Game 5 and advance to an ALCS, that you would get deeper into the postseason, that you would challenge for a title while you have an MVP candidate, the Cy Young Award winner back-to-back, the ace that is Tarik Skubal. And if the answer is like, we are not going to make those level of commitments, we are going to run this like a small market team. John, what do small market teams do when their best player gets in the final year of team control?
They trade him.
They trade him for the biggest haul possible. And you know who's connected those same dots as us is Buster Olney. That's a name people respect in baseball. This is what he had to say. If you're factoring in not only short-term, but long-term, doesn't that sound like what Scott Harris has been saying?
I mean, again, yes, when you're connecting the dots, that's the direction it feels like it's going. And, I mean, I think there's a lot of people, not that have turned on Tarek Skubal, but they've turned on the concept of you can't trade him, you've got to extend him, he needs to be here, versus they'd be okay if that happened.
Because they're aware that he could walk for nothing.
Correct. And if you're not going to pay him, or if he's not, if he wants to sign a contract for $10 million or for 10 years, then I'm fine with him signing that somewhere else.
What is your reaction to what you're seeing and hearing and what we're sharing from the winter meetings with the Tigers? 248-539-9797. And is the conclusion the same one that I have, which is they're going to run it like a small market and Skubal being traded is likely or necessary if this is the plan?
When you are listening to some of the news, or you're sitting there and maybe you're passively, like I am, watching the updates that just come up on your phone, would you be shocked if there was an, you know, breaking news update and it was a trade for Tarek Skubal?
No. This is the winter meetings. This is the time that they're all going to be talking. Would you be surprised?
No, I wouldn't be surprised. Okay. I'm somewhat anticipating looking at my phone at some point in the next
week. More sense than sitting on your pile of young players, refusing to quote block anybody, and then running Skubal out for his final year of control.
Which would upset you more?
Oh, boy.
Him being traded right now and the signal that, hey, we're not going after it. We're going to let some more of these prospects develop because we're taking on more prospects.
Yeah.
Or basically you run it back, you end at the same point next year, and then he walks for nothing.
I'd be more mad at the second scenario. As tough as the first one would be, it would at least it would show like a plan, a direction. Keeping Skubal but not making aggressive moves in the offseason is kind of being half wet.
Right.
Hey, we've made the playoffs the last 2 years, and it's almost like they view like if you make the playoffs, you just roll the dice and someone wins a World Series. No, like the best teams are going to go further. They're going to make deeper runs. It's not an accident who wins the World Series every year. It's not like they put them into a lottery machine and, oh, hey, look who wins. If we're in the lottery. No, you have to put the best team out there. You've fallen short 2 years in a row, and specifically, John, at the plate. They're talking a lot about pitching, and I'm not going to fault them for trying to get as many arms as you can, because 162 plus the playoffs, you're always going to need more arms. But let's not put our blinders on and act like everything's okay with this group of hitters. Anyway, this is what some of the people are saying. The organization's a joke. Harris is incompetent, and I'm done with this franchise until they do something worthwhile. Guys, I don't think Harris knows what he's doing. He's proven he can't make big decisions. That's Ken and Clausen. I hate Scott Harris. I hope they lose 147 games and he gets fired. He's the most arrogant bum in all of baseball. More texts. I'm about to go on a John-level rant. Scott can't keep saying we're going to bet on the young kids and then say they might come up. Quit being cheap. Stop screwing around with service time. Bring them up or sign somebody. That's Tom in Flat Rock. Guys, you have to get two legitimate right-handed bats this offseason. One in the outfield, one on the infield on the left side. You can never have enough pitching, but you can't fool people into thinking we're blocking guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.